Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 90 today under mainly clear skies. Chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 67. 82 tomorrow. Slight chance for storms. Upper 70s Sunday with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Monday with highs in the low 70s and scattered showers. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State health officials have officially announced that the measles outbreak that was affecting predominantly the southwest corner of the state of Kansas has officially ended. As WIVW reports, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they wrapped up yesterday evening saying that two full incubation periods of near 42 days have officially passed since the last confirmed measles case was reported within the region. The KDHE also announced because of the end of the pandemic, they no longer recommend the early measles, mumps, and rubella or the MMR vaccination dose for the infants between 6 to 11 months old, and said healthcare providers in the region also should now refer the standard childhood schedule for the MMR administration. As of the official numbers from the Department of Health and Environment yesterday, they say 87 cases of measles have been confirmed in the outbreak that began back in January of this year, with more than 80% of those cases being in children, and over 90% of those cases were not vaccinated against the measles.
Back to school isn't just for backpacks and pencils. It's the perfect time to check new Kia off your shopping list at Midwest Kia. This August, Midwest Kia is helping you gear up for the new season with massive savings on our new 2025 models. Get rebates and special interest rates as low as 0%. That's right, rebates and 0% APR, you get both. Got a trade-in? Bring us any 2018 or newer model with under 100,000 miles, and we'll give you an extra $1,000 in trade assistance, no matter the make or model. And check this out. On every 2025 and 2026 Kia Sportage, Midwest Kia will match your down payment up to $2,500. Double your money, double your value. So before you grab the notebook and new kicks, make sure your back-to-school list includes a new ride from Midwest Kia. Visit the home of simple, transparent, fast, in-store or online at MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
With approved credit. Trade-in assistance valid on 2018 or newer vehicles under 100,000 miles. Down payment match on all in-stock 2025-2026 Sportage. See dealer for details.
This past week officially marked the 90 years since President Franklin D. Roosevelt had signed in the Social Security Act into law nationwide, as AARP for the state of Kansas had hosted over the weekend a celebration at Botanica in the city of Wichita honoring the milestone, saying that the program benefits monthly benefits for individuals over the age of 65 and individuals with disabilities regardless of age. In a statement from the state director for AARP of Kansas, Glenda Dubois, they say, quote, it provides housing, it provides opportunities for medications, all of those essentials that help create a better life for so many people. We want to be sure that Social Security is there for today's retirees, tomorrow's workers, and future generations. The celebration this past week also was highlighting concerns about the program's long-term stability and saying without changes in the funding programs that Social Security is projected to pay full benefits only through 2034, after which payouts would be reduced by roughly 81% of the promised amount to future retirees across the nation.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen wrapped up yesterday issuing an official state disaster declaration for 23 central and eastern Nebraska counties, as they say it was a result of severe wind and thunderstorms that happened between August 8th and the 11th. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the state estimates that the exceptionally high winds, heavy rain, and flooding caused roughly $24 million in damage to public property and infrastructure. As they say, the damage estimates are likely to increase as the Nebraska Emergency Management Management Agency continues on with their preliminary damage assessments with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. One of the public properties that was damaged includes the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln, where they say the storms ripped off the roofs of two housing units and displaced near 387 inmates, 137 of whom were sent to temporary housing at Omaha and Tecumseh facilities. During the storm, roughly 78,000 Nebraskans ended up losing power. Mid-America Network News.
Hey, note on an earlier announcement, the power outage in Washington is next Friday. Misread that today. The power outage 7 to 10 a.m. will be next Friday, and that will impact the Washington County schools. Everything on schedule today. Our mistake on that in misreading the date, it'll be next Friday morning.
Getting verified just got easier and cheaper. The Kansas State Fair ticket packs are your all-access pass to food, fun, and big-time savings. Grab the couples pack for date night, load up the crew with a family pack, or go all in with a season pass. But don't wait. These packs sell out fast. Get yours now at KansasStateFair.com and get ready to be verified September 5th through 14th in Hutchinson.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Specialty Dog Service will host a 35th anniversary celebration this evening, 5 until 7:30, with a come-and-go event at the facility in Washington to include a free will donation hamburger meal plus bounce house and kids activities as well as facilities tours. Director Dwayne Taves.
So our 35th anniversary celebration will be Friday, August 22nd. It's a come-and-go event from 5 to 7:30 p.m. here at the campus, right on the south side of Highway 36 in the heart of Washington. There'll be plenty of signs and activities going on that that folks can see. As I mentioned, a come-and-go event, we will have a hamburger meal with a free will offering that United Bank and Trust of Washington and Lynn have sponsored for us. But there'll be a lot of activities for young people, bounce house and face painting for the kids. But we also wanted an educational focus to the event as well, so that those individuals that are in the north central Kansas area that maybe aren't familiar with what we do, we'll have demonstrations and facility tours ongoing for folks to get a better understanding of how it is that we're able to change lives one dog at a time.
KSDS looks forward to continuing growth.
So currently, KSDS is continuing to provide the three types of assistance animals that we've discussed previously. In the future, obviously, we would potentially look at gaining size for the organization just to produce more animals that can be placed with folks. We have a waiting list. Unfortunately, supply is not meeting demand at this point. So ultimately, our goal, you know, in the next 5 years, if we could work toward doubling our output of dogs and placements with those individuals, ultimately would be a great success.
Fundraising remains an ongoing effort in providing services.
So obviously, as a 501c3 nonprofit, we are at the behest of the community and those individuals that believe in what we do. And so those folks who have dogs are near to their heart, or folks who just have been dealt a little tougher hand than some of us, if either of those are of interest to you, there are a variety of ways that you can obviously support the organization through volunteer puppy raising, which is core and essential to our mission. Obviously, financially, if you see it within your means, to support the organization, there are numerous options there that they can support us financially. But we have a number of folks who, rather than giving money, prefer to give items. So we have a wish list on our website as an example that they can go, and instead of donating money, they can donate specific items that the organization uses that all ultimately add to the bottom line for the organization and its success into the future.
Oneida Truck and Tractor Pull is Friday evening beginning at 7 at the ballpark in Oneida. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the annual event. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved a proposed budget for 2026 of 59.9 mil, a slight increase from 58.229 mil this year. As this exceeds the revenue neutral rate, a public hearing is set September 10th at 5:05 before the September board meeting. Initial enrollment numbers for this year down 20 students at the elementary level. Junior high is up 5 in 7th and 8th grades. High school up 4 students. The board last meeting accepted resignation from the board of Paige Howard, who accepted a teaching position with the district for 3rd grade at Marysville Elementary. Letters of interest from anyone interested in serving the remaining 2 years of her 4-year term should be submitted to the district office by September 30th. Any resident living within the district is eligible. The vacancy is for position 2. As well, for those interested in learning more about the school board, next regular meeting is September 10th. Our public affairs guest this weekend will be Suzette Youngeberg, who recently took part in the Kansas Farm Bureau training program focused on communications and agriculture. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Wanda K. Ivan, age 80, of Beatrice, passed away May 14th, and a graveside service is planned Saturday, August 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Wanda Ivan. Diana L. Palmer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Diana Palmer. John R. Holmes, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Bellegarde Cemetery, south of Blue Rapids. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for John Holmes. Hyla Mae Neiman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, from the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mae Neiman. Anna L. Wilder, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral mass Tuesday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10, from St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Visitation Monday, 5 until 8 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Anna Wilder. Melvin Oliver, age 80, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Private service will be planned with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge for Melvin Oliver. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken salad sandwich, baked glaze, broccoli and cauliflower salad, applesauce and a cookie. Monday, a pork loin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and peaches. Reminder, we had an earlier miscue on the announcement for City of Washington. The power outage will be next Friday. No school delay today. They will run 2 hours late over there next Friday, but I misread the date on that, so please acknowledge. Our news time is 7:16.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s, then a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers early on Saturday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more rain throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and more rain may continue into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More rain possible on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Staying sunny as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, then some rain showers possible throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 88. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 66, and the record low, 44. Sunset this evening, 8:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:45. It's sunny and 63 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 22nd of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Jim Basque. Well, let's lead it off with the first of four Red Sox and Yankees from the Bronx.
Pitch. Roman drives one. High and deep and gone! Roman reigns supreme in Gotham. That is a hit with runners in scoring position. A signature moment for Anthony. And it is 6-3 Red Sox.
That's 93.7 FM WEEI. Rookie Roman Anthony, a two-run swat, knocked in three. Red Sox doubled the Yanks 6-3. They snap a three-game slide, moving in a game in New York for the AL's top wild card spot. James Wood broke out of a slump. Three-run home run. Last place Nationals route the Mets 9-3. The Mets lead for the final NL wild card, a razor-thin half game over the Reds. Freddie Freeman, a two-run swat in the sixth pitch of the game. Clayton Kershaw won his fourth straight start. Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-5. Manny Machado drove in three. Padres doubled the Giants 8-4, won three straight, heading into their weekend showdown with the World Series champion Dodgers. Bryce Durang, a two-run home run. Isaac Collins also knocked in a pair as the Brewers beat the Cubs 4-1. They opened a seven-game lead on Chicago in the NL Central. Christian Walker and Yonner Diaz homered. Jesus Sanchez, five hits. Astros beat the O's 7-2, snap a four-game slide. Vinny Pasquantino homered for a fourth straight game as the Royals got a 6-4 win over the Rangers. NFL preseason, the Giants, five touchdown passes, including one from Jackson Dart, 42-10 win over the Patriots. WNBA, Camila Cardoso, 22 points, career-high 16 rebounds. The Chicago Sky snap a five-game slide, beat the Liberty 91-85, and Alicia Gray scored 27. Dream held on, beat the Lynx 75-73. Minnesota's lost two straight for the first time this season.
Hey, nice savings balance. Well done.
Thanks.
What you saving for? New car?
Nah, it's to pay thousands in fines and court costs after I got pulled over for drinking and driving.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you better keep saving.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving can wipe you out in more ways than one. It can hurt or even kill innocent people, drain your bank account, tear your future apart, even take your life. You're smarter than that. This Labor Day, drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Get Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot with up to 35% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like Whirlpool that can keep up with your busy routine. Whirlpool refrigerators from the Home Depot have the storage and ice capacity for everything from school lunches to stocking coolers for sports practice. Celebrate Labor Day with savings on select appliances at the Home Depot. Offer valid August 21st through September 10th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks lost ground Thursday, dragged down by heavyweight Walmart, reporting a solid profit for spring, but coming up short of analysts' expectations. The Dow fell 153 points, the S&P dropped 26, and the NASDAQ lost 73 points. All eyes are on Wyoming Friday, where Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell give his last speech at the Fed's annual economic symposium. Powell's remarks are expected to center on mixed inflation and labor market signals that complicate the Fed's September decision on whether or not to lower interest rates. The latest jobs numbers show 235,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week, up 11,000 from the week before, says the Labor Department. U.S. home sales rose in July, home buyers encouraged about easing mortgage rates and home prices growing more slowly. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Attention farmers, this is Thad Argenbright inviting you to Performance Ag's Pioneer Field Day, August 28th at 8 a.m., located at the warehouse just east of Waterville. Topics include new products, yield, and issues from southern death syndrome in soybeans to southern rust and tar spot in corn. Please join us Thursday, August 28th, 8 a.m. at Performance Ag just east of Waterville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm James Guerin. Wheat production is always a massive topic when we're talking about Kansas agriculture. Jane Lingenfelser, a K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator, discusses how the wheat's looking around the state of Kansas.
Now, I'll mention a few of the varieties that performed well across all locations within a region, and also talk about some varieties that did well in previous years. And I'll start in the southeast corner of the state. Those locations were Ottawa and Parsons. The average for the southeast was 79 bushels. And the top yielders this year, KS Providence from Kansas Wheat Alliance, Polanski Rockstar, and Westbred WB4422. And those varieties have done well in the past, and also Westbred WB4699 have done well in southeast Kansas. And also at Ottawa and Parsons, we have soft wheat trials. The average for the soft wheat trials was 86 bushels per acre. And our top yielders there, Agrimax 505 and 555, and Westbred WB2545. And in the past, those same varieties have done well in the soft trials. Jumping up to the north central part of the state, we had Belleville in Republic County and Beloit in Mitchell County. Our average in north central region was 44 bushels. And our top yielders there, we had two experimentals from Colorado. It's CO1941OR and CO19DO87R did well. Also, KS Providence and Lima Grain LCS Automatic AX did well in North Central.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Bollworm is a pest commonly found in many crops across Kansas and can be detrimental to cotton fields. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff describes what to look for when scouting for this insect.
When you're scouting for bollworm, one of the first things you might notice when you're walking through your field is the adult moths. So the adult moths are this cream, yellowish kind of color, maybe a quarter inch head to tail, so to speak. But when you walk into that field, even during the daytime, you're going to flush those adult moths. And you'll see these cream-colored, yellowish moths flitting about. And when they land on a surface, they're going to be a triangle shape. And then you'll want to start looking a little closer. So when you're scouting, threshold-wise, you're going to be looking for eggs or caterpillars. So opposed to some other pest moth species, bollworms are going to lay their eggs singly on the plant, and they're easy to identify once you know what they look like. They're just kind of these cylindrical little cream-colored eggs that are going to be on the leaf surfaces. So you'll be scouting for those, or you'll be scouting for caterpillars.
He shares the threshold level for taking action against bollworm.
When you're scouting non-BT cotton, you're going to want to be looking for eggs or caterpillars. And so if you're looking for eggs, about 10% of the plants that you're looking at for eggs. That'll be threshold. If you're looking for caterpillars, 5 to 6% of the plants, if there's young caterpillars on those plants, especially if you're starting to see feeding damage, bowl damage, you're going to want to maybe make a treatment decision. When you're scouting BT, you're going to want to be looking for caterpillars, basically. And so when you're looking for caterpillars, it's going to be about 10% of those plants have young caterpillars present. Or if you're scouting flowers, when you're dealing with BT acres, you look at the flowers. If you have caterpillars in those flowers, 5-6% of those flowers you're looking at have caterpillars, and you might want to make a treatment decision there.
There are growing periods of cotton that are more crucial to protect from bollworm than others, says Zukoff.
It'll take a few days for those caterpillars to die. So that highlights the importance of getting out there a couple times a week at least during flowering. So once that field starts flowering until 2 months in, you want to get an idea of what's going on caterpillar-wise, egg-wise, for this pest. Because again, bollworm, corn earworm, whatever you want to call it, it is very present in our landscape in Kansas.
That was K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff discussing scouting for bollworms in cotton. For more information, visit eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Vegetable gardeners know success is all in the genes and not the blue denim kind. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 22nd, the 234th day of the year. Baseball great Carl Yastrzemski is celebrating a birthday, and liquid soap was patented on this day in 1865. Are you saving seeds from your garden to use next year? Here's something to keep in mind. Seeds from heirloom varieties can often be used with success, but breeding from modern hybrid cultivars can have unpredictable results. That's because their genes have been recombined for characteristics like flavor, color, or disease resistance. Seedlings from these hybrids usually turn out quite different from the parent. There's no harm in trying, of course, but if you wind up with a great tomato, enjoy it while you can. You'll never be able to duplicate it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY, sunny and 64 degrees. Maybe the warmest we'll see here in August yet, with highs around 90 today. As we look at cold front moving in, middle 80s Saturday, then we're looking at 70s most all of next week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final preseason game for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs are at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Chicago Bears. That kickoff tonight at 7:20. It is the third and final preseason game before the September 5th kickoff of regular season week number one. So far, Kansas City has fallen in both of their preseason games with a 20-17 loss over the Cardinals in preseason game one and against the Seahawks with a 33-16 loss last Friday. After the game tonight, it is a week off before the regular season begins with that September 5th kickoff at 7 p.m. as the Chiefs start on the road, taking on the Chargers before coming back home in week number two against the Philadelphia Eagles. Also, tomorrow is the kickoff of college football across the nation with the Kansas Jayhawks at home in Lawrence, taking on Fresno State. It's an evening kickoff for them on Saturday at 5:30. The Kansas State Wildcats are overseas in Ireland with an 11 a.m. kickoff tomorrow against the Iowa State Cyclones.
Grab your purple and white.
pound the stone and eat 'em up, KSU.
It is caught. Touchdown, Kansas State.
The Wildcats play here.
It is good.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats start the season against Iowa State, live from Dublin, Ireland. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Since 1886, it's been the two words we live by and the chant we live to cheer.
Run the Jayhawks!
Be here all season as the Jayhawks hit the turf.
Touchdown, Kansas!
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks start the 2025 season against Fresno State on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
With high school football season about to kick off, we'll take a preseason look at the area teams beginning the week of August 25th. Join us with Spotlight Monday on Diller Odell and Southern, Tuesday Axtell and Centralia, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursdays Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Join us for a preseason look beginning the week of August 25th.
KNDY.